Commercial halibut season runs from noon on March 12th to noon on November 18th. That's according to the unanimous vote of the six U.S. and Canadian commissioners. For the most part on this issue, the commissioners went with a recommendation from the Processors Advisory Group and Conference Board of fishermen and other stakeholders. Staff had recommended a slightly shorter season with a few days less on either end. The processors, the conference board, and several individuals in the audience last week all called for more to be done to monitor and reduce the bycatch of halibut and other fish in the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea. The commission didn't act on the specific bycatch proposals, however, it did establish a halibut bycatch project that will focus on addressing bycatch concerns, Acting Commissioner Paul McElvary explained.
The objectives of this project are first to gain a better understanding of the amount of halibut bycatch occurring in each regulatory area. Second, to gain a better understanding of the impact of bycatch on the halibut resource and on the available harvest. Third, to explore options for reducing the overall level of halibut bycatch. And finally, fourth, to explore options for mitigating the impact of bycatch in one regulatory area on the available harvest in another regulatory area.
In the U.S., the National Marine Fisheries Service is working to restructure its Fishery Observer Program to better monitor bycatch. However, the new program is not expected to be in place until 2014. The Halibut Commission's bycatch project will be led by the Commission Chair and Vice Chair. They expect to have a report with recommendations in time for next year's annual meeting. Meanwhile, the commission also directed staff to study a couple of potential regulatory changes for next year. They'll take a look at the feasibility of a tagging system that could account for non-commercial halibut catches. Also, in response to concerns over the decline in the size of halibut at any given age, the commission will have staff take a look at the possibility of reducing the size limit for commercially caught fish. On a broader subject, the commissioners also agreed to conduct a performance review of the entire Pacific Halibut Commission process. Commissioner Jim Balsiger.
I think it's important to note that the Halibut Commission staff is completely supportive of this. There is no defensive feel any place, either in the commission side or the staff side. We're looking forward to an open review of our policies and procedures.
As quotas have declined sharply, some stakeholders, particularly in Southeast Alaska, have grown more critical of the Commission's public process and its methods for estimating the amount of halibut that's available for harvest. Balsiger said Canada and the U.S. would each have a commissioner watch over the review, but according to Balsiger, it will be conducted by outside experts who will attend this next year's cycle of meetings and workshops and hopefully have a report sometime after the 2012 annual meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.